When the grace of God comes into our life, it's necessary for us to change. The old has to go. The new has to come. We have a new way of doing things. But there are some things that should never change. The words of Jesus should never change. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." And so the gospel of Jesus Christ is given to us by his own lips and by those of his apostles whom he gave authority to teach us, tell us that some things should not change. Repentance, confession, faith in Jesus, and receiving Jesus, this is the way to become a Christian. This is the way that grace comes into our life. That should never change. The teachings of Jesus are unchangeable, and sometimes we forget what they are. Listen to his teaching, which he taught his disciples, from Luke, the 6th chapter and the 20th verse. "And Jesus lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, 'Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men shall hate you. They shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. You rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their father unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets.'" You see, Jesus was trying to say some things that are unchangeable. People in his day thought that because a person was poor, they were somehow cursed of God. But Jesus said, the kingdom of God belongs to the poor. And some said that because people were hungry, that somehow God did not love them or like them. But Jesus said, God would fill you. "Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil." There are some people, aren't they, that think that they can just discern that there is an evil person, and they will just say this person is bad because they have their own idea of what's right and wrong. But the blessed person, the good person, is one who follows Jesus, who follows his words. And many times, people will cast Christians, the followers of Jesus Christ, as evil for following the words of Jesus. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because it takes us away from their words and what they think. Listen to the words of Jesus. They don't ever change. They are unchangeable. And those things which should not change, we should hold on to. Those things which should change, we should work to become what God wants us to be and become new. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus' words, who said, "Blessed are we when we're following him. It doesn't matter that we're poor. It doesn't matter that sometimes we're hungry. We're blessed because we have your grace in our lives." Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.